One, two, three, four.
Jake and Jonathan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey,
Jake, we got some great reviews recently that I feel like to get the mood rumbling.
Yes.
I should read some of them because there was one or two that made me giggle, like laugh out loud. Also, by the way, one of my employees came up to me today and he was like, hey, man, like the vibe of the last few episodes has been pretty dark of the product breakfast of the fuck of Jake and Jonathan. By the way, that's in my head because we released a re-released last week. Did you listen to that, by the way?
I haven't, actually. No, I didn't yet.
It's nice to listen back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start off strong here.
Yeah.
With some funky reviews.
Pump it up.
All right. Okay. Number one, episode 138 outro, 5 stars. Longtime listener, actually just a few months, have no idea what they talk about sometimes, but I busted a gut laughing at Jonathan's song out of this episode. Deserves all the stars. I don't know what the person is talking about. Maybe, Jason, could you put in the outro of episode 138 right here so we can hear what he's talking about? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh,
Jake and Jonathan.
Sorry about that noise, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
So next one. Oh, that was from Pat Too Fat from the United Arab Emirates. Next one is Geniales Muchachos. Okay, clearly. Oh, this is from Argentina, from Pau and Drew, and I shouldn't try to read it. Let's try it anyway. Me encanta que sin disruptores y hablan de lo que se les ocurra sin importarles nada. Bravo, amazing. Thank you so much, Pau and Drew. All right.
Thank you guys for writing. That's, those reviews, they really are special.
Yeah.
They really, really do make me feel good to get a review. I mean, to get a 5-star review.
It has to be 5-star. There was an amazing one, which I'm trying to find here, which was someone said, like, changed their entire life. Okay, well, it's not this one. Whatever. Anyway, better than design better. 5 stars. Best podcast to listen to in the shower, on the bus, or while cooking. Love that it's not the kind of podcast where you have to have a pen and paper to take notes, yet you still learn new things and get introduced to great new resources. Thank you, and keep it up, boys. Awab. That's it.
Those are great. Thank you for reading those.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
People keep mentioning the Envision podcast, but we have to keep in mind that they are wrong.
The Envision podcast is great, by the way.
It's terrible.
We need to get, I feel like we'll really be doing well when people are like comparing us to like revisionist history or something. You know, they're like, oh, revisionist history is so stuffy. That's why we're all listening to Jake and Jonathan now. That's where we need to be. We need to be transcending the design category, but whatever.
I think we've transcended design just by not doing any episodes on design in an annoying way, probably for some people, but it's good. I'm trying to find this. There's one that like was really deep and someone said like they quit college because of listening to the episode.
Wow. That could be, I hope it wasn't in a bad way,
now
that they were just like,
it was terrible. No.
It could be good, but
they're like, I quit college and now you've ruined my life. You guys have ruined my life. How are you doing, Jake? How's things in Seattle?
Oh man. Yeah, I'm pretty good. You know, it's an interesting question about if the last few episodes have been pretty dark. I mean, I know that, hey man, it's like, boy, 6 months of quarantine here. I'm getting a little
I can see it in your
batty.
Eyes.
So it's probably seeping into the microphone, you know?
Something's seeping in.
I can't hold it all in all the time. I'm going a little crazy. But I'm pretty good. I had a good week.
Yeah.
I had a strong week. You know, I'm thinking back on the last weeks, and it's been a couple weeks since you and I talked last week. We actually had a phone call.
First time.
That was really nice. First time almost ever. No, we used to talk like just talk. And then when the podcast became Jake and Jonathan, or as actually I think as it shifted towards that, we just like have our conversations on here.
Yeah.
But you made the point when we were on the phone last week, because we didn't quite have time to record it, the episode in time. So we just talked, and it was like a little, it actually was a little different. I think in my mind, I'm like, oh, when we record a podcast, it's just a total conversation. But you pointed out.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a little bit of performance.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely aware that people will listen to this, and I don't want to make it. Yeah. So, and like we, you know, I think we're, as much as I want to be as like open and real as possible on here, there is always, like you and I do business together, and like when we talk about like business ideas and things like that, it's a little harder to be 100% transparent about that stuff when you're recording it. Just because you're like, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to be 100% vulnerable, partly because I guess it would be sort of boring to people. I think some of the stuff I'm like, I know it'd be interesting maybe for you and me to talk about the details of this or that. Or like if I have an idea, like I was sharing an idea with you that I was kind of just half playing with. I don't really want to talk about that on the podcast. Yeah. I don't want people to be like excited about that I would do it. Or like, I just don't want any feedback about it yet from anybody except, you know, like maybe you, right?
Someone so
like,
sending in, oh, it already has been done before. I don't care.
I don't care. And I don't want to spend any energy like getting that message. But I mean, also like worse, actually, I feel like listeners to our show, one thing I love about this is that I do feel very welcomed in talking on here. Mm. So I do feel like if we, like some of the kinds of ideas we might talk about, people would welcome it. But I also don't want to just like jerk people around and waste their time with her, although we're wasting their time right now. So who knows?
I want to jerk people
anyway,
around.
Anyway, it was good. We talked on the phone. That was good. I had a workshop. I did the workshop online, the boot camp
online. Yeah, let's talk
with John
about
Zaratsky.
It.
Yeah. That was cool, man. It was fun.
The first online boot camp.
I took an idea that you've been extolling via Tony Robbins.
Bony Poppins.
I mean, I guess, which is the dance break. I introduced the dance break to the workshop. And I, for a long time, have had the high five as part of the workshop, a key thing that you stop, you give your teammates, the people around you, a high five. And I got that idea also from you, from AJ and Smart, because you guys just as a team high five all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I do events in person, sometimes even if I'm just giving a talk or a keynote, I make people high five because it's really fun. It feels really good. But in this new, you know, era, there probably won't be high fives anymore.
You have to wear like hand condoms to do it. Gloves, I guess they're called.
Yeah. No, I think that now those are called hand condoms.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of oven mitts, it's oven condoms.
Yeah, everything's, instead of like shirts, it's just a
body
torso condom.
Oh man, my eye condoms are getting really dry.
Oh man. Oh geez, God, this reminds me of Johnny Ive's rejected toilet for some reason, because I was talking about that with Luke, and we were watching something. Oh, I know what I watched. Did you see the last Star Wars movie? The
most recent?
Yeah, Rise of Skywalker.
No.
Okay. I had heard like kind of not good things, but Luke and I watched it the other day and I liked it.
Okay.
It was fun. I mean, you know, it's like, if you evaluate it as just like, is it entertaining? Like the answer is yes.
Okay.
It is entertaining.
Okay.
Like, and it has, does it have cool scenes, like cool chase scenes and like cool like effects and like, oh, I didn't know they were going to do a planet like that. Yes. It like delivers on all these things that make it fun. Does it, you know, live up to sort of like, there's this sort of grand story arc of the original ones or something? No, but like, I don't think you can do that with the same, you can't keep squeezing more juice out of the same, you know,
torso condom.
Torso condom forever. Eventually you just have some fun with it. And I think they had fun with it. It was good.
Cool.
But part of what was cool was that there were some spaceship interiors that were just so cool. Luke was saying like, do you think like Johnny Ive designed the interior of the of the spaceships of the Death Star, like all of the, you know, not that it's not called the Death Star, it was some other thing, but like all the bad guys things. And I was thinking, that's where all his toilets are. Maybe these toilets are like so futuristic, they'll be appreciated in the future. Maybe there'll be some evil sort of empire or something that'll adopt the Johnny Ive toilet.
I really want a better toilet. I mean, I know we talk about it too much, but I really, Every year I'm like, if we make enough money at AJ and Smart, I'm swapping all of the toilets in this office to these Japanese Toto toilets that clean you.
Do you mean that you want a better toilet and it exists now? Or you like, for mankind, you want there to be a better toilet that exists?
I think in Japan, well, I know in Japan, I really love these Toto toilets. They're called the Toto Washlet. Yeah. The seat is warm. When you sit down and do your business, it cleans you. The only thing that's a bit of a problem is that it's actually quite small. So even the versions they sell over here are quite small. So it's hard to...
You need an American version of it because we do toilets largely.
I sat on a Toto toilet in San Francisco at an Airbnb and it was still Japanese still size.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So at Google, they used to have those in all the... bathrooms.
Really?
Which is a funny combination with the American style partitions, because
you could probably see the gush of water going in.
Basically, yeah. You basically, like, when you use it, you know that your neighbor knows.
Because
like,
it can hear it and going, your neighbor,
maybe. Yeah. Yeah. And you can see sometimes you can see the person's badge who's
always
next to you, you know?
I can see so their right, everything.
We've talked about that. Yeah. We've talked about that.
You can see their badge. Like, you can see their past, their future.
But there's a definite, like an extra, as if it wasn't already that you were so intimate with that person.
Yeah.
To hear the washlet sound is definitely. Yeah.
First of all, you hear beep. And then the little plastic thing coming out and then cleaning. And then it goes back in and then the little hairdryer comes out.
Stay on target. Yeah. Stay on target.
Warning. Warning. Cannot clean. I love these toilets, though. When I come back from Japan, I feel like I'm a barbarian using normal toilets and toilet paper. Fucking. Yeah, but anyway, every year I think I'm going to get one based on the profit margins. And this year, I was like, definitely looks like these profit margins are going to be great. Oh, God. And now COVID. So that's the, like, I know everyone
now
has
you're gonna
real
actually
problems
removing
with
toilets.
COVID, but I can't get a Japanese toilet because of it. God damn it.
Hey, Luke is here. Luke just showed up.
This time you have
Let's
to actually
Luke
record him.
Yeah, you know what? In preparation for this, I pushed the button that records the second track, but I haven't plugged in the microphone.
You need the mic as well.
He'll plug in
the mic
here
and
in
the button combo is
oh,
the trick.
Oh, and I gotta. You know what? I'm gonna unplug my headphones. Does that create too much of an echo?
I don't think
no,
so.
I think it's okay.
I think it's fine.
I don't think so.
Wow, we've gotten. Oh, actually, I'm getting some feedback. But maybe it will stop.
Okay, once. You are.
Yeah, I think
getting some feedback.
It stopped.
Okay. Okay.
Because we usually do it like that, right?
I think we do. I can never. We do.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Luke remembers. It's good to have a young child.
Hello, young child.
His brain like works, you know, because he can. I remember this when I was a kid. I don't remember any, you know, a lot of details, but I remember that I could remember things and that my parents were always like, oh my God, you remember everything.
Yeah.
And now I see why, because I'm like, the world is just a haze to me. And then Luke is like, no, that, you know.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah, that was a...
Guys, look how sweaty my armpits are. I got to show you.
Oh, yeah, can you zoom in?
I did some videos today.
Oh.
This is nothing compared to... Why did I wear this color? I'm wearing a light... Everyone says gray, but I say green. I'm wearing
That's
a light
green. That's clearly green. I'm on your side.
You say green.
Yeah, I said green. But
fuck yeah.
I want to know, you have two on that left arm. You got two sweat stains.
It's like been there's a pretty,
two armpits. Do you have
been
two
a pretty
armpits?
Warm day, dude.
No, but I mean, they're in separate spots. Look, do you see what I mean?
Oh, that's yeah. weird. There's one here and there's one here.
Well, it's been a really sweaty. I've been sweating so much that each of my armpits have become two armpits. It's really beautiful here in Berlin today. Let me see if I can show you. It's just like stunning blue sky.
That looks great.
It's like
oh my gosh, wouldn't it be fun?
31
to be
degrees.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun to not be in locked out of the European Union?
Wait, but Americans are coming in.
No, really?
Yeah, 100%. 100% sure.
No.
I know it because Irish people are complaining about it a lot. Oh, those Americans Ireland, are coming in with their fucking coronavirus.
Americans, EU. It's my Google search here.
You'll find they definitely are coming in.
Well, the first result says U.S. travelers remain banned from most of Europe.
Well, not from Ireland. I guess it's not part of the Schengen region.
Oh.
We can go to Ireland in the UK.
We should do it. I am just dying to not be in America right now.
I understand.
I love it. It's a great country, but yeah, it would be fun. It would just be, you know, no, we don't have to get into any politics. We're going to try to keep this sort of a little bit lighter today. But it would just be fun to go. It's fun to go to place. I would love to go
fun
to place.
Fun to go to here. Place. You need to get out, dude.
Yeah.
It would be fun to go to place.
What's the farthest that we've been from this spot where we are sitting in these chairs in the last 6 months?
Oof, that's a tough one. I think that I went to the doctor's office.
And the doctor's office is how far from here, do you think? Like 3 miles?
Yeah.
So that's like...
That's crazy, guys.
That's less... So we have not been 10 kilometers away from where we are.
That
and
is
that was like
scary.
An exception. That was a big exception.
That was exciting.
Usually it's like...
I'm never excited to go to the doctor, but I was like, woo!
Go, we're talking. Like, we don't need to go to the grocery store. We're getting all our groceries delivered.
Oh my God.
It was a big deal. Yesterday we got takeout from a restaurant 2 blocks away that we have not eaten at in the last 6 months. It is nuts. It is nuts out here. But... We were not going to have it be a downer today. I was just telling
John
about...
I'm going to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just telling John about Rise of Skywalker. Quick review. Oh, yeah. Can you give a quick review of that?
It was good. I mean, it's not... I'm a little bit of a Star Wars nerd. Like, I know my stuff. And I was not offended at any... It was just a good movie. Like, regardless of, like, maybe there was some plot. It was just like, it was good.
It was good.
Entertaining.
Yeah, it was
good music.
Yeah.
Just like dramatic. It was fun.
Love that good music. My wife and I are watching all the Star Wars, and that's the last one we haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? I think you're going to be pleased because the one before was kind of a stinker, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I did not...
It was really stupid. It was really like just a mess of different things happening.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to be...
And this one is like, it is a mess of different things happening, but at least I could follow it, and it seemed like it was propelling forward.
It's a very compelling mess.
Yes, it's a compelling mess. Yeah.
That's good. So just the difference in terms of traveling around in Europe versus in the US.
Yeah.
Like all of my employees are on vacation this week in different countries, pretty much. Like everyone, like we have our, the guy who's running the sprint team, Steve, he's here from the UK this week. He's staying at my place. But they're doing tests when you arrive in the airport. You can get a, voluntarily take a COVID test and find out 48 hours if you have it. And I'm also going to a rooftop bar tonight with the team for drinks.
Wow.
It just feels very normal right now. I have to say, if there's any way you can sneak into Berlin, it's super normal. Everything's open. I mean, obviously we're having some... Who's that coming in? Obviously we're having... I'm just like... I can only see from my... Who is that? Oh, it's Anika. Okay. Sorry. I can only see legs from where I'm sitting. Because of the way the frosted glasses, I can show you how that looks here. And you see that? So, but I was like, I didn't recognize the legs, but it was our yoga teacher coming in. But yeah, we even have yoga happening back in our office again. It's wild.
Man, it's such a different world. Yeah, a rooftop bar. Imagine that's so weird.
You can see it from here.
If you get like a really big envelope in the mail...
That's would
accept it because it's going to have me and
with
Luke
screams coming from
in
inside.
Yeah.
Please! Please kill me! This was a mistake.
This seemed like a good idea when we climbed in the envelope, but now I regret it.
But you can probably like, I mean, there's no restrictions within the US about traveling around within the US, right?
There are restrictions. I mean, you can like, they have checkpoints outside of New York City. And you have to do a 14-day quarantine if you go in the city. Yeah.
Which honestly,
that sounds post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, I wish we would do too, because we're doing pretty good here.
Seattle is doing good.
Seattle is doing pretty good.
How many cases
but not like
do you guys
not
have
crushing
per day?
It. I don't think.
We have a lot.
Yeah, we still have a lot. Like, we have a lot. But the thing is, there's no, I mean, I guess what I've wondered about is if you can go to a country, like if we went to Ireland, for example, if Ireland is letting us in, if they're not part of Schengen, if we went there, then could we go from there to Schengen? Or is it just because we're like Americans?
Mm,
is it because of our passport that we can't get in?
Yeah, I'd say it's related to the passport.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see your daily numbers here. So your daily, so you had 103 yesterday. And in Berlin, we had, 14. Yeah, it's not that different though.
I think it is like, is that for Seattle was 100 and
yeah, whatever. Seattle is 114.
Yeah, but Seattle's like
King County. Sorry, it's King County.
Oh, King County's probably not smaller than Berlin.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know. That you raise an interesting point. I mean, King County is actually, I wonder, do you know how many people live in Berlin offhand? Like,
No, but I can Google it.
Oh, man, this is riveting. This is a good audio.
This is so far the best episode.
I think it is.
In Berlin. Okay, how many people live in Berlin? We've got 3.7 million. How many people live in Seattle?
Well, in Seattle, I guess I would have to look it up too. Searching. But King County includes several cities. Oh, Seattle Times. That's not what I want. Seattle.
This is a great.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is a great podcast. Seattle Pop.
It's so good.
Population. Seattle's all population is 744,000. But King County.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, it is small.
I didn't know Seattle was so baby.
It's about the same size as San Francisco, actually.
Is San Francisco less than
King County is 2.2 million.
2.2 million.
And what did you say Berlin was? Berlin is what?
Berlin is 3.8 million.
Okay. So we've got about
we have more.
10 times as many with like two-thirds as many people, which seems bad. I'm not a scientist or an epidemiologist, but I think that's bad if you have 10 times as many with two-thirds as many people.
I guess you can search this thing, how many per 100, you know? That's the...
Yeah, right. Although I don't know if we test enough to even have an answer to that.
Is King County related to Martin Luther King?
It was originally named for someone else, but they changed it. They kept the name, and then they're like, it's going to be in honor of Martin Luther King. So, like, the logo for the county is now his
That's
face.
What I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Cool. So, okay, do we have anything to talk about on this that we could... I mean, I need a name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? StarWars.com.
StarWars.com.
Mystery legs.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. I feel like there's other stuff related to... What about... I don't know if I know enough about this to talk about it. Did you hear about like Microsoft's maybe going to buy TikTok in the US?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to talk about it, except that it seems really...
It seems very complicated.
It's very Trumpy. It's very out of character. Yeah, it's like, hey, kids.
Hello, children. Have you ever heard of the company TikTok? Oh, I have something interesting, maybe interesting. I spent $40,000 on a coaching program.
Wow.
For myself.
Wow. That's amazing.
Which I've never even close to done before. And I was really worried about paying for it. And it was really...
Okay. What was that sales process like with you as a little pea flying down the funnel?
Yeah.
How long did that funnel take? And what
it actually took 2.5 years for me to fall into the final slot of the funnel.
Yeah.
And actually it kind of, so myself and Laura, we're looking for a mastermind, essentially like an event you can go to 2 or 3 times per year. It had to be in the US and it had to be with people, like it had to be run by someone who already did what we're trying to do, which is growing this kind of education company. So it couldn't be someone who's just like a motivational speaker. As we looked around for different people, we kind of signed up for their calls and stuff like that. And over time, and we had all these calls lined up and they're all super expensive. They're always like at least 20K per year or 25K per year.
Wow.
Especially to learn marketing at this level. And eventually, a couple, it was like 2 in 1 day, Ran Segal, he runs a YouTube channel, a design YouTube channel. He sent me a message saying, hey man, I just joined this coaching group. Are you in it? And I was like, oh my God, you joined it. Like, how is it? And he was like, it's interesting. And then I remembered this guy I knew also was in it. And I asked him, he's been in it for like 4 years and it seems to be working pretty well for him. And
that's Tony Robbins, right?
It's not Tony Robbins, no. It's like the opposite of Tony Robbins in terms of personality. It's a guy who's very dry and very not interested. Like, he doesn't smile. He very monotone, can come across as quite rude. He's more like a developer type, personality type.
It's you.
It's me. I'm a developer. Actually, long story short, I had bought his two first courses. And I hadn't converted to this high ticket thing yet, this really expensive thing.
Yeah.
And I sent them an email asking them, like, how much does it cost? What's it about? Blah, blah, blah. How does it work with COVID? Because all the events are now on Zoom. Do I still have to pay this much money? Long story short, I got on a call and this guy, this sales guy, was just like way too good. Like, he was just way too good. Like, he pressed all my buttons. And yeah, and he told me I would get like a free condom hat with the whole thing. So I bought it. It's I'm not going to tell people what it is. I'll tell you guys. You know, I'm actually going to ask Jason to beep it out.
Okay.
If anyone's curious about it, because actually it's nice that there's not so many people in this group.
Yeah.
It keeps a nice little competitive advantage. So if you're building a business and you want to build your bigness.
That's what it's called.
Do you want to build your bigness?
Build your bigness. You gave it away.
Yeah, build your bigness. If you got a business with 10 people in it already and you want to make that bigger, send an email to pbc@ajsmart.com and I'll tell you the mastermind I joined. But I'll tell you guys, it's called from Series. And you can kind of like, by the way, please remove that, Jason. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say it now too, because beep outs are kind of funny, but I also want to search for it. From
Yeah. Okay. You have to beep all of this out, Jason.
Yeah,
well,
just, but leaving any words that aren't part of it in.
Yeah. So I'll tell you basically what you get for that amount of money. You get 1 year access to going to three events, so three-day events in the U.S., which is for me also a great excuse to come to the U.S. when things calm down a bit. I got an extension for more than a year until there actually is a possibility to come to the U.S. And all of the other events are on Zoom until shit stops hitting the fan. But the first event already, so I watched the replay of one of the three-day events, which is like 24 hours of video. I watched it all in 1 week, and honestly, it was unbelievably amazing and totally paid itself off immediately.
That's amazing, because you have done no small amount of like research and education and trainings.
This guy's just 10,000 times smarter than me. He's already built, he's been around the block longer than me in terms of business and taken more risks. That's what it is. It's just pure experience. He just beats me on experience.
That's cool.
I'll show. Yeah, it's
so. You'll be part of it then for at least a year plus.
Yeah, so I should be in it. I'd probably be in it to like at least 2022.
Okay.
Just because like the deal I got is that I get to come to three in-person events, and if we're being realistic, that's going to go all the way into 2022. Yeah, but the cool thing is also like a lot of the people, like a lot of really successful other entrepreneurs are in it, which I am probably the least successful. So it's a really great place for me to be just super humble and learn what I don't know. So cocky. I just go in there, hey, fuckers. Forget this guy. Learn from me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's actually been really cool. I think it's like I was really reluctant to make that investment. Very, very reluctant. But
it's a ton of money.
It's insane.
A ton of money. That, I mean, that's like...
It's a nice car.
It is. It's a nice car. I mean, that's the thing. I choose education over, like, I don't have a car even. You know, I don't have a car. I don't have a nice watch. I choose education over all of those things. So I'm brilliant.
You can't see this on the podcast, but
the moral
just
of
put
the
on
story
sunglasses.
Is.
Indoors.
Would you ever think of joining something like that, Jake? Like in a field that you're interested in, who's just way ahead
totally.
Of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably has a mastermind.
I definitely would. Yeah, I'm actually not familiar with this idea of they have a mastermind. What does that mean? A mastermind? Yeah.
It means that you have direct. So in this mastermind, and in a lot of them, what it means is that once per week you can go on a group coaching call with them. So you can ask them whatever you want.
Yeah,
like our group coaching calls for the masterclass. And X amount of times per year, you go to an actual in-person event. And it's always just Q&A. It's just getting access to these very high net worth people.
Huh. Okay. So mastermind. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing, man. I only found out it was a thing kind of in the last 2 years. I didn't even know this guy really had a mastermind. I didn't really think about it.
But you had heard of the guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'd heard of the guy. I bought two of his courses and I knew he was like way ahead of me, but I didn't think. I don't know. I just didn't. He's so robotic and so weird that I just didn't think I would ever, that he would even want to do Masterminds, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure he's listening to this and loving your description of him. What tripped me up is Mastermind is a board game. So
that's what it is. That's what I mean.
Introduced in 1972, minimum age 8, playing time in minutes 20.
There's a lot of 8-year-olds.
Designer Mordecai Merowitz, publisher Hasbro, genre board game.
Yeah. Massive amount of 8-year-olds in the group with me.
I hope that the microphone picks up you slurping out of that disgusting water bottle.
Product Breakfast Club. What else happened? Phil Schiller is not the VP of marketing anymore.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Ascended? I don't know. It's not clear.
He ascended to like the...
it's like a different universe
another
of job.
Plane.
it is another plane of Apple.
Another plane of existence.
Yeah. It's a weird thing they keep doing. Like the executives like become like a new executive, but it's not an executive, but it is.
He's a fellow.
Yeah, he's an Apple fellow now.
Phil Schiller advances to Apple fellow.
Yeah, what does that mean? It's like he transcended. He's leaving his body and...
Greg, is it Joswiak, replaces Phil Schiller. I didn't know those were two different people. So that's news to me, that they're two people. And one of them's doing one thing, another one's doing another. That is... Okay. Oh, I know, John. I finished Hyperion.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? I don't think...
Book one.
Okay. I think maybe in the interest of sparing Luke, I don't obviously don't care about our listeners, but we should have a Hyperion deep dive in another episode.
Okay.
But episode, I will say, I was definitely captivated. I've started reading the next book, but partly because... What a ripoff. That whole book leads up to like, oh, what's going to happen when they get there? And they don't quite get there at the end. Like, they tell their backstory.
It's a sequel.
But
apparently he wrote both of the first two books in as one, and the publisher made him separate it into two.
Which I get, oh, okay. I did not know that. Okay. Well, that does sort of make, I mean, I could see that they should be two books because it's really long.
Yeah.
But come on. That is a bit of that feels like a bit of a curveball when you get to the end of the first one, especially reading it on the Kindle. I didn't really know how much was left. And I was just like, what? It just stopped.
It's
and they
a bit
were
ridiculous.
It stops and they're singing The Wizard of Oz. It's like,
that sounds weird.
Did you just get bored?
I'm off to see The Wizard. Why is this happening? Yeah, there's a lot of like dopey things in that series, but it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Have you heard of The Magicians? This is like the new big thing at the moment.
It's a really big thing. What's big?
People are talking about it, like the book, The Magicians.
I wonder why they're talking about it now, because that's been out for a while.
I have no idea, but people have been recommending it to me. People being one person. People are talking about it. Person are talking about it.
Person talk.
Person are talk. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, I like that. It's speaking of dark, it's like, it's definitely like a...
Edgy.
Harry Potter. Yeah, it's just kind of a downer. But I read that whole series.
Dude, don't tell me. I'm on fucking book one.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just going to tell you that
it's
like...
a downer.
If you notice right now, because it starts from the beginning, the tone is a downer. It doesn't stop being a downer. It's just kind of like... That was my one wish for one of the things I want when I step into a slightly parallel universe from our own.
Yeah.
One of them is like maybe no COVID-19. I'd be happy about that. Another wish would be that book series, which I think is really fun because it's like a grown-up version of like Harry Potter and like Narnia. Yeah. And like, I wish it wasn't such a downer. I wish that
Harry Pothead. Oh, yeah. probably a million people have made that joke. Minimum.
Probably a million. It might have been like 999,999 before just now.
It's 420, time to read some Harry Potter. I think I'm disturbing the yoga class that's happening. I think I can hear the yoga class. And if I can hear them, it must be so distracting. Imagine you're trying to do yoga and you're listening to this shit. Harry Potter. So stupid. This episode, every episode since day one, I'm always convinced it's the worst episode. we might have crested the wave.
I think
I can.
This one's not the worst. Actually.
No,
I don't think this one's the worst. No, I don't. I think it's pretty good.
Damn it. Okay, but what am I going to call it? Like, we're almost at the end, and Harry Potterhead?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what you should call it. I don't think whether the name is obvious correlates with if the episode is good.
No. That's true. But it's more like clickbait.
Build your bigness?
Remember that was part of
it? Is that something you said? Yeah.
Was that build your bigness? Oh, I like that.
That's pretty good.
build your bigness: Harry Potterhead.
I like it. Build your bigness. Or how about the secret $40,000 purchase?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, secret $40,000 purchase.
Jonathan's secret $40,000 condom.
Star Wars, toilet.
I think we've nailed this up.
I feel like we can no longer hook people in with the promise of toilets. Like,
no.
I feel like people are just like, oh, another toilet episode.
there's so many. I couldn't think of a better name for the last one, but I know, you know. You should listen to the last episode. It's pretty funny. The replay of Portland.
It's definitely a special vibe when we're in the same place.
Yeah.
That creates an electricity in the episode that is hard to get over Skype. Although, like, I wonder what
it is. It's super fast. The difference is that in person, it's crazy fast because it doesn't matter if we interrupt each other.
Yeah.
Because you can see that it's about to happen. So it's really quick quips and stupidity.
The stupidity is just, there's no breaks on the stupidity.
No, it never ends.
It's not smarter. It's just faster, stupid.
Yeah.
It is. That is an interesting thing about Skype, because even though our connection right now is very good.
Yes.
Good cameras. But there is this issue where I know if I talk and I step on what you say, I won't hear what you said, or you won't hear what I said, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Also, you're 1 foot tall. If I just imagine how if I would just imagine your body being kind of here as well, you'd be about 1 foot tall.
Did I ever show you, speaking of 1 foot tall, Jake, did I ever show you the 3D model of
that I made? Yeah, I saw it,
and that was in Berlin that I got that made, but many years ago. Jake, I wonder if that place still exists.
Definitely not after COVID.
Yeah, or it's maybe it was okay. I mean, you know, it
could just essential over. Business.
essential business.
Making small versions of yourself.
I've probably already said this on the podcast, but that was the first time I went to Berlin, and I was there for 1 day. I was there with Google Ventures. We went to SoundCloud or something, and then we went there and a few of us got 3D models made of us, and then somebody was like, you know, because we didn't really, I don't know, I didn't really know anything about Berlin. When somebody, one of my colleagues was like, so does anybody ever get their portrait made nude? And the guy was like, yes, many times. which I guess is obvious now, but it's a pretty funny
idea.
It's
hard to find people wearing clothes in Berlin, to be honest.
Yeah, that was crazy. So the way that this thing worked, is this a common thing now to get a tiny 3D model of yourself? They had...
Daily.
They had just
when you're
cameras,
getting a coffee here, they just do it for the laugh.
They had a zillion cameras. You step on a little platform, and then all arrayed around in this sort of sphere almost, there's a bunch of DSLR cameras, and they were all sort of wired together, and they had written code on this computer to trigger taking all the photos at once. And then it stitched them all together and then printed what it saw, I guess, and prints it in color, and it's a little you. It's crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
But then it's it's not the kind of technology where you can imagine, oh, and then not only can you take pictures of people with that and turn them into 3D models, but it's also going to be really useful for, and then it's just well, I can't imagine anything else you can do with that. And the first thing is
literally weird. Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's cool.
Damn.
It's cool.
All right, dudes. I got to go. The rooftop is beckoning.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. God. They're already waiting. I can hear their laughs.
I guess we could climb on our roof. Merrymaking. Humans in person, merrymaking. I would have no idea what that's like. Okay.
You got to do it. You got to merrymake. That's everyone's task for the week. Make merry.
Make merry, everybody. Make merry in your own idiom.
Merry Christmas. Keep your bigness going, everybody. What does it grow your bigness? Build your bigness.
Build your bigness.
Build your bigness, everybody.
Build your bigness is good. Okay, all right, let's let you go. Let's let you have your Berlin fun.
I'm sorry.
Should we sing it out?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jake and Jonathan. Jake and Jonathan. Jake bring Jonathan and Luke. Jake and the Green Hornet. Jonathan the Great Man.
Biggie, biggie, biggie. La 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 la. I'm actually staying a bit quiet because I can genuinely hear the yoga class. And I'm like, usually when I sing it's so loud and they're all just trying to do their shavasana and I'm like, Jonathan! All right, bye everybody.
Bye everybody.
Bye.